Blog Talk Radio.
You are Alpha and Omega.
With your hands lifted up, in your own voice, with your own song, fill this room
praise you, God. What a beautiful, beautiful song by Israel Houlton. And Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you, God. Hey, everyone, how are you today? This is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio. And, you know, every Sunday, we just want to praise with you, and we want to be grateful to our Creator who's given us life, who's healed us and blessed us, given us each other good friends, and blessed us with great parents, and just family, blessed us with family. And so we are so grateful that, you know, we have to show that we appreciate. And it's something that so many of us need to learn, that showing appreciation is such a wonderful gift to the person, the individual, to God, to whoever it is. Is showing them how much you care and appreciate what they've done for you. And don't take it as a weakness, or don't take it for granted either, because you just never know if you'll get that opportunity again. And I know today it was mentioned that we should take every day like it's the last day. When we're leaving our loved ones, we should make sure we say what we want to say so that we can be okay, even though we will be stressed out. But we always say, man, if I only knew that was the last time I was going to see this person, I would have said this. You know, I wish I would have hugged my husband. I wish I would have hugged my wife. I wish I would have, you know, told them I loved them. You know, a lot of times we're so anxious and so much in a rush to move forward and get out of the house and just go do life. And we think that what we have to do is more important than anything else in the moment, right? And I really didn't think about it. I thought, wow, you know what? Maybe I should do that, because what it showed me in addition was that whatever is on my mind or my heart at the time, it is more important than the ones I love. And I have to make sure that I get the balance of that right, because first there's God, supposedly, then there's me, and then there's my family, the ones I love. I like to say my family second and then me. But, you know, just think about it. When you're in an airplane, they always say, you know, when we drop this down, you don't put it on your kids first. You have to put it on you first so you can take care of them. And so we need to make sure we're okay so that we can love on our families properly. And so there's God, and then there's me, and then there's my family. And the people I love, my friends, and, you know, and so we have to keep things in order. So if that is the order that we want to go with, that God asks us to go with, then we need to make sure that we don't forget the order when we're leaving and going away from each other. Keep the order in order. You know, I mean, make sure that you remember, you know, that I need to make sure you know how I feel and where I stand, and then go on with your day. And so what it does for me, it just makes me think. Makes me think about how many things I don't think about. You know, I'm always in a rush, always got to get something done, always got to do this, and I got to think about the things that really, really matter a little bit more, I believe. And that was just something that was talked about in my Bible study group today, and I thought, yeah, I need to get everything in order. And so starting the show off with the Alpha and the Omega by Israel Houlton, I thought it was really important because we need to understand he is the beginning and he is the end. And we are in the midst, in the middle of this life that can be so confusing and so destructive. But at the same time, there's so much beauty in it. And so we have to figure out a way to just make sure that we navigate properly in it. You know, let me grab something here. I want to read them to you so that you, this is another thing I read to my group today. And I said, it's a song by David, and the Lord is my shepherd song, which is, I grew up with this psalm as a child, and my dad used to have us say it all the time, all the time. And then it was implanted in my brain, and I was like, oh, okay. So it says here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I asked him, what does that mean to you, that you shall not want? He's your shepherd, and you shall not want. And one of the guys is just saying, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I have on my plate, and there's a lot of things I'm trying to do and I'm trying to get done and stuff. And I believe that because I am a believer and I trust in Christ, that I should not have to want for anything, that I know that he is going to take care of me. He knows the desires of my heart. So it shouldn't be ever a point of desperation and worry and concern, because Christ has got me. And I thought, awesome, beautiful. Then it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I asked another guy, and he's like, well, I just really feel that, you know, that he really cares about us. He don't have me hanging out in the dirt and doing things that I shouldn't do, but he wants me to be in green pastures where it's just beautiful and things as well taken care of. And obviously, though there's plenty of water because the pastures are green, you know. And so he's showing me that where I am is rich. And so it's like, yes, yes. He leads me beside the still waters. And I asked the guy about that. And he says, ultimately what he was saying is that it is a beautiful thing that God protects me as he's leading me to do what it is that he would have me to do. But he's making sure that the waters are not raging, that where I'm going is safe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is safe. It is safe. And so we thank God. We thank you, Lord, for making sure that we're all safe. Thank you for loving us like that. And thank you for leading us. Oh, you're so good. And so then the next one was, I said, he restored my soul. What does that mean? He restored my soul. So restoring my soul was, you know, there's so much stuff going on in my life, and there's some things that need to be restored. It needs to be rebuilt, and that's me. Inside of me, I need to be restored. And so God is restoring me as long as I'm walking in the path of righteousness, as long as I am. He's leading me beside the still waters. You know, he's making me to lie down in green pastures, you know, and I shall not want. I'm good because he is restoring my soul. He is building me up to be the man that he wants me to be. It's like taking an old car and just tearing it down and rebuilding it. So many people, so many times that are not Christians, when they see us become a Christian, they go, oh, you still the same old cat that you were before. You that same old loser. You know, hey, it takes a moment to restore anything, right? And so God has to strip us down, and we have to be a participant in this. We have to allow for him to do that. We have to open ourselves up in our hearts to him and say, you know who I am. You created me. Please help me. I need to be saved by you. I love you and I trust you. You are my king. You are my Heavenly Father. Please, please restore my soul. And so that's exactly what happens when he's restoring your soul. He's rebuilding you. He's recreating you to be the man that he wants you to be. Because remember, we have free will and we could accept him or not. So it was up when we didn't accept him, we were that man. We were that same old man that was doing things that we probably shouldn't have been doing, you know. And some, there are a lot of people that are just good people. But if you're not saved, you're not going to heaven. You have to be saved. You have to be, you have to love Jesus. You have to know who he is. Just because you're a good person, it's a beautiful thing that you're naturally a good person. But on top of it, you need to know your Savior, right? And so it's important that we remember that because he loves you. He loves you. And so he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so when you're going through this particular part of the verse is, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This is not about you. It's not about me. This walk that he has us to do, it's for him, for his kingdom, and he has employed us to go out and bless his children. And so whenever we are in a situation where we feel like, whoa, we are in a situation where we feel stressed out about something, somebody's pissed you off, remember, you're employed by Jesus. How would he handle it? How will he handle it? Because this is being done for his name's sake, not yours. It's not ours. It's his. This is for the kingdom of God. We are employed to work on behalf of our Savior and get out there and bless his children. And so we may react certain ways like we did when we were in the world. Now we're not in the world. We're not of the world anymore. We're with our Savior. And so we have to remember that he leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Righteousness. Remember? The path of righteousness. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And it's for the kingdom of God. Yeah, even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, and we're going to be challenged. We're going to be challenged throughout our lives. We're going to be challenged throughout our walk. And then the closer we get to Christ, the more difficult our walk is going to be. But we have to trust him in it. Because he's leading us in the path of righteousness for his name. So yea, though we walk through the valley in the shadow of death, don't fear. Do not fear. Because God is with us. Don't fear the evil one. He's coming, but don't fear because God's got you. So we have to keep on walking the walk. You know, I remember when Satan was challenging Jesus. And Jesus just started ignoring Satan and started praying scriptures and just screaming out scriptures because that's his sword. That's his connection to his Father. And that's how he protects us. We have to get this word inside of us so we can do the same thing. We're going to be challenged just like Jesus was challenged. You know, that's why he came here to live a life like us, to show us that this is possible. We can do this. We can do this. But also, he was able to see what we were feeling as human beings. That's why he gets so much mercy and grace for us now. Because, you know, he can recognize what we're going through, what we're experiencing firsthand. Okay, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of my enemies. You know, he already knows what's about to happen. He knows that what you're doing as you're walking in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, he knows that you're going to come up against some amazing challenges and they're going to come at you. It's going to be one of those things where you're going to be totally blessed because he's already prepared that table for you. He's ready for your enemies. It's already done. It's already done. Already done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you for being there for us. We love you and appreciate you. Oh, man. Okay, so surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. And you know, guys, it's such a beautiful thing to know that God loves us like that, right? And that he's always thinking about us in advance, like the Bible. He's given us these tools. He's given us this information so we can know what he's thinking and how he feels about us and what he's going to do for us and what we need to do to get to him. And so I love our relationship with him. I love that we have this amazing relationship with him. So in the meantime, I want to finish praising him and play some more of this praise music. God, you're so good. And I want you guys to know that, you know, when you get in a tough situation, you know, you feel uncomfortable, and if you know these things I just shared with you, that he's got you covered, that he's got your back, he's already prepared that table for you in the presence of your enemies, he will take care of you. You're going to be okay. Just say, when these things come at you, just say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, because Christ, he restoreth your soul. Remember, he restoreth your soul. So trust him in your situations, whatever it may be. He's got you. He loves you. Father, we thank you so much for everything. You're an amazing God. You're so good to us. You come out of nowhere and you bless us every single day. We thank you for the opportunity of life. We thank you for each other. We thank you for giving us a place to go where we can fellowship with our brothers and sisters who love you. And thank you for a place to go where we can bring our brothers and sisters to be saved by you. Thank you for a wonderful day of praising. I enjoyed playing for you today. I enjoy watching my brothers and sisters out there praising you today. And I just pray for all my brothers and sisters around the world, Father, that they seek this joy, this amazing joy that you offer us. I pray for their hearts. I pray for their bodies. I pray for their minds. I pray for their souls, Father. I pray that you just heal them in any way that they need to be healed, Father. We trust you. We see your face and we feel your presence as you are an amazing God. Thank you for coming after us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for molding us into being the men and women that you want us to be. Thank you for the children, Father. Thank you I see how they praise you. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. Father, we love you. And we just ask that you just bless us throughout this week as we go out into the world. And we let you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you so much for this opportunity to be employed by you, Father. We love you. We love you and we love you. It is well with our souls. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. Thank you.
Ways and winds, still know his name.
for deep within my spirit sings, holy, holy, in the splendor of your majesty, from deep within my spirit sings, holy, holy,
in the splendor of your
Tibet. I mean, that brother is something else. I love, love, love him. And so, guys, I just want you to know that we got about another 14 minutes left in the show. But, God, you are good. You are so awesome. And I just love it when you guys... That was in Philly. That was my people in Philadelphia. Come on, y'all. Let's get going. Let's get it going, Philly. And, yeah, Ty Tibet, bad boy. Man, oh, man. I think he's from Philly. But I think he resides in Atlanta, Georgia. But any old way, guys, God is good all the time, and I'm so grateful. And I hope you guys have been blessed and just do your best to be your best all the time, right? And I know that's hard. That is a tough, you know, thing to do for us sometimes to try to stay on that level and then to be our best. I mean, so many times I say stuff and I go, whoa, Hold on. Watch yourself, you know, because I am still that old man is still residing in me. That same old guy that was a non-Christian is still inside of me. And I've been chasing the Lord for a long time. My dad's a preacher, so I've been going to church for a long time. But it's really, really didn't really mean as much to me until I got older and I realized the impact of a relationship and what it means to have a relationship and the responsibilities of a relationship and how do you make a commitment to a relationship when you don't understand a relationship. So it took me a little longer. You know, I was in my 20s when I realized that Jesus loves me and I depend on him and I can depend on him. He's okay with that. And so I like I said, it took a minute, but now I know. And so, oh man, that's why when I heard Tiger Bet, you know, having those kids sing along with him and praising God and watching these kids at such a young age get so excited about God and Jesus and just this whole Christian walk and just getting to know the Lord and their values start to change. You start to change from the inside out, and before you know it, you are being blessed because you are blessing people. And it is beautiful to watch. It is beautiful to experience. I have beautiful friends that God has blessed me with out of nowhere. And I go, wow, thank you, God, for my friends. Thank you so much for these people that you bring into my circle, have blessed me and lift me up and make me look better and make me feel better. And it makes me know God is in my corner better. Wow, he's there. He is right there. And he will pull people from all. Look, I got new friends from the UK, from Amsterdam. You know, people from, there's so many countries. I have friends down in South Africa that's constantly reaching out. People in Nigeria, Lagos. As a matter of fact, we may have a new DJ coming on from Lagos, Nigeria. So these people are reaching out and wanting to be a part of something that my friends helped me to make it what it is. It's attracting people and it's beautiful. But ultimately it's God. He is driving this thing. He is blessing us because we put him first. God is first. He's so important. He is the one that makes things happen. The Alpha and the Omega. We are so blessed because of who he is. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Guys, have a blessed week. And know that everything will be all right. And if you have special requests, if you want us to pray for you, just send us an email at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. Solarrecordsradio@gmail.com and put their prayer list. Yeah, okay. So make sure you put on the prayer list. Say, I would like for you to put me on the prayer list. And if you, it doesn't have to be specific. Okay, we're just going to pray for you. If, you know, some things are better, you know, kept to yourself, and that's good. We're okay with that, okay? But we're going to pray for you anyway because you're God's child. Oh, yes, you belong to the great I am. You belong to the great I am. Wow, how amazing is that, right? All right, guys, so let's play a couple more songs. I'm up and out of here. Thanks, Greg, for helping out, man. Love you, man. Appreciate the flyers. And we're going to keep this thing going. Solar Records Radio.
I've walked among the shadows. You wipe my tears away. And I've felt the pain of heartbreak. And I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held the blessings God you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I'm get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your head. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys. Hills and valleys. God of the hills and valleys. But I am not alone. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all you will remain. Over it all. Father, you give and take away every joy. In the valley, I will lift my eyes. Yeah! On the mountain, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God, for giving me that song. Oh, man, that's why you're my king, and that's all we've been talking about, right? So listen, guys, go and be with God. Have a blessed, beautiful, beautiful week, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Later, Gators. See you next week. Can't wait.
Nation, we give your name all praise today, and we call it.